Would you be likely to use that word to refer to someone?
Not now. Not with the present meaning of the word queer.
Right.
If you say he's a queer, well,
that
has a special meaning.
That's the homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
You think of, so you would be extremely careful. You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. A person who gets angry very easily, you'd say he sure is.
Well, you could say high-tempered, fiery.
You ever say touchy, touches?
Touchy, yeah.
All right. I dropped a book on his toe and he sure did get.
Get? Was that the word?
Or
get?
he became
angry.
All right. Someone is just determined to do something and you don't want them to. You'll say, oh, don't be so
stubborn.
You want people not to panic in case of a fire, so you stand up and you say,
keep calm.
If you are absolutely as tired as you could possibly be, you'll say, I'm so
tired, I'm exhausted, weary, whipped.
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 All right.
Beat.
And even worse than that, you'd say, he is...
Dead.
How about worn? Worn.
Worn out.
All right. Would you ever say, have you ever said broke in two, torn in two?
Mm-mm.
All right, worn slap dab out?
Mm-mm.
All right. Someone was not sick yesterday, but they, overnight, they...
Became sick. They are sick now.
All right. You get up in the morning with the sniffles and a runny nose, and you say, gee, I must have
taken a cold.
All right. And I did it yesterday. I
took a cold.
I have talked so long, I'm getting
hoarse.
He has a
cough.
The doctor prescribed medicine for you. Someone might say, haven't you your medicine yet?
Taken?
Yes, I
took it.
Someone who does not hear at all is?
Deaf.
He worked very hard yesterday and the water just poured off of him. He?
Perspired. Sweated.
Right. A place on your skin that is puffed up and running is a, not a sore, but a... You could call it a sore, but it's a
A blister?
A boil.
Boil.
All right. What's that stuff, the white stuff or yellow stuff inside it?
Pus.
All right. If you are shot by a bullet, you have a bullet
wound.
If this wound were to get infected and not heal right, you would, and the skin sort of puckered up around it when it healed, you know, you'd have a strange looking place there. That's called
infection.
No, it's called some kind of flesh.
Proud flesh.
All right.
Isn't that it? Proud.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
There is a red liquid.
It's been a long time since I even thought of that.
See, now I'm making you think of all sorts of things. Oh, there is a red liquid that you will put on a hurt place to keep it from getting infected. Not mercurochrome, but
iodine. Methylate.
Right. Is that the same thing?
Methylate. Mm-mm. No, it's not the same thing.
What's methylate?
Iodine burns like everything. Methylate doesn't burn. It's red. It's red. Iodine is more brownish.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh. You don't know the difference, really?
I never used it.
Well, doctors, I think, nowadays use methylate.